Brethren and Sisters Assembled in Camp Meeting, Colorado Springs, Colorado, September 15, 1891. Dear Brethren and Sisters Assembled in Camp Meeting, I would have been glad to meet with you again, but I dare not go back on the ground, for I have a long journey before me and have not been able to sleep much for several nights. My mind is some troubled as to the matters which have necessarily been brought before us in reference to Brother Edwin Jones, whom I love and respect in the Lord, and whose life is slowly but surely passing away. He has had very intense exercises of mind since his sickness. He has had Bible readings in his room, and several parties who have been to his room testify that the Spirit of God was manifest in these meetings. I have felt very delicate in regard to making any statement of the matter, for I would not bring a shade of sorrow to the heart either of Brother or Sister Jones, for I love them both and believe them both to be children of God. I have had some testimony of reproof for Elder Jones, which was written by my pen at St. Helena Health Retreat in the hours of from 2 to 8 o'clock a.m. I was very sick, but was urged to write, which I did. I was aroused by the words as if spoken by a voice. There is danger of God's people receiving impressions from words spoken and words written by man that will mislead some souls. It will be difficult for them to see the danger and be led into safe paths again. This uneasiness and restlessness coming upon certain ones for some new and strange thing will increase as we near the close of this earth's history. And every soul must consider this period as a time of peril and be on guard as faithful sentinels, that they be not surprised or taken unawares. I wrote out the matter which the Lord has presented before me for Brother Edwin Jones. Now, as there are those who cannot see anything that would be calculated to injure the churches or their own souls in the matter presented as light from the Lord, regarding Brother Jones as under the direct inspiration of the Spirit, and that to question or oppose anything advanced would be opposing the Spirit of God, I wish to say, this position is not a safe one to take. And as it has been stated, that I have said I could agree fully with every statement which he made in regard to his position placed before me in the letter, I beg my brethren and sisters to consider carefully what I say in all tenderness and love to Brother Jones. The letter mentioned, which called forth from me these statements, is of altogether different character than the lines of types and shadows which he has been presenting and the figures he has been calculating, which is nothing less than time theories, when the angel of God declares that time should be no longer. Revelation 10, verse 6. Those who have accepted all this have accepted some precious truth, but mingled with error. And the error part of it will do hurt to minds and hearts. Fearing I shall not have time to write fully, I will now state in the words of Christ, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." John 14, verse 1. Brethren, there must be no contention, no differences, no pulling apart. The words spoken in regard to believers in Colorado were, "Press together, press together. In unity is your strength, in diversity is your weakness, and you will surely be overcome with the temptations of Satan, for his temptations are manifold." This unity cannot be maintained without self being surrendered to God. Even the thoughts must be brought into obedience to the mind and will of Christ, represented as brought into captivity to Christ. All have their individuality, and this cannot be submerged into another. While this is true if we are abiding in Christ as the branch is united to the parent stock, the living vine, there is a diversity, yet unity in this diversity. While we are one in Christ Jesus, we are answering the prayer of Christ, one with Christ as he is one with the Father. Let everyone avoid subjects which will create differences of opinion. Let not those who cannot see that Brother Jones' ideas are all correct exaggerate his ideas to mean more than he evidently intended. Let not those who have believed everything he has said keep this before others, as if they were indeed the words of inspiration. Let them guard their hearts, their words. Then will there be words select and well chosen. Nothing should be spoken sharp censuring or condemning. This is not Christ-like, and evidences that the sap which nourishes the vine parent stock is not in their hearts. They are partakers of the divine nature, one in Christ Jesus, growing more and more into the likeness of Christ from glory to glory. The glory of God is His character, so we in Christ grow from character to character, pure, lovely, peaceable, in unity, in love. Let the work of every individual from this moment be to represent Christ to the world. All who give way to impatience, hardness of heart, selfishness, self-esteem, any discourtesy in words or conduct, give place to the devil. Bring him to your side, walk with him, and talk with him, and represent an unrenewed heart, and represent the attributes of Satan. Shall we cultivate love? Shall the law of kindness be on our lips? Do not urge your individual opinions. Talk of Christ. Elevate the standard of Christianity. Work the works of Christ. He came to seek and save that which was lost. Then do as Christ would do under every circumstance. Copy the pattern. Do not talk and work as independent atoms. Work and walk as those who have the mind of Christ. The subjects which have, from time to time, been introduced by different ones is to create a spirit of fear, to reserve even that which is pure truth, unadulterated with man's spirit or with his own finite ideas. God is true. His work is not yea and nay, but yea and amen in Christ Jesus. The work in Colorado has been greatly retarded because so mixed and mingled with self, tainted with self. Even truth presented has tasted so strongly of the dish that it was unsavory. A fountain cannot at the same place send forth both sweet water and bitter. The heart is the seat of all evil or good. Out of it are the treasures of life or death. Then, brethren, work by the day to be pure and undefiled in heart, that from the treasures of the heart you may bring forth good things. I have not time to write more, but be united in doing the work, little or large, in God's way, and not in your own way. Remember, if divested and emptied of self, the vacuum is supplied with the Spirit of God. Jesus is abiding in the soul, and when you do the will of God, you will know of the doctrine, whether it be of God. If you choose to walk in the sparks of your own kindling, you will walk in darkness and not in the light, and lie down in sorrow. We must now go to the depot. God bless you. Comfort and strengthen you with might in the inner man, is the prayer of your humble servant.